On behalf of Yeshiva University in Israel, I'd like to welcome everyone to the Hausman Stern Kinnis Tshuva Lecture. We'd like to thank the Hausman Stern families for their support of tonight's Kinnis Tshuva Drashot in New York and here on our Yerushalayim campus. It is an honor to introduce Harav David Miller, Rosh Kollel of the Reitz Israel Kollel, to share his wisdom with us tonight.
Just before I begin, I'll share with you a story which is told of Rav Shlomo Hyman, who was the Rosh Yeshiva in Torah Vedas in Brooklyn. That one winter there was a very, very snowy day, and only three of his students showed up for shiur. So he began to give shiur, and he began to shout and to gesticulate as though the room was full of students. And after a certain few minutes, one of the three students said to him, "Rebbe, there are only three of us here. You don't have to stress. You don't have to speak loudly." He said, "Why do you think I'm speaking only to the three of you? You will have children. You will have grandchildren. This room is full of potential students, of students in terms of where things are headed." So I think that a snowstorm in Brooklyn in the winter is equivalent to speaking Naseret Simei Tshuva here in Yerushalayim. I would like to dedicate the shiur to the memory of a very, very special little girl, a daughter of Rav Aryeh and Brooke Charka, who studied here in the Kollel and passed away only a few weeks ago. L'ilui nishmat ha'yalda Batya Emuna Bas Rav Aryeh Dov. In her very, very short lifetime, she generated countless tefillot and numerous ma'aseh chesed in an effort to storm the gates of heaven to give her a longer life. Hopefully she will serve as a mitzvat yosher for her very, very dear and brave parents who invested in her so much love and so much effort, and hopefully she will help speed the process of Geula b'mehera b'yameinu for Kol Yisrael. I hope you have a page of Makorot. There are two sides of the page. It's very hard for me to deal with the Rambam without a Surah Sadaf, and so that's one side of the page. The other side are the other Makorot that have gotten used to seeing on the Bar Ilan, and so that's how they were printed out. I would like to revisit with you the seventh perek of Hilchos Tshuva. Revisit means that I spoke here a number of years ago about the fact that the Rambam, in the first three prakim of Hilchos Tshuva, describes the process of tshuva. The process of tshuva for an individual aveir. However, in the seventh perek, he deals with the persona of the Baal tshuva. If you look over here in Halacha Aleph, we have the Vahu Shiyamut Vahu Baal Teshuva. We move to Halacha Dalet Al Yedamet Baal Teshuva. Move over to Halacha Ches Baalei Teshuva Darkan Liot Shvalim, etc. So we have a parak that deals with an individual who wants to change his personality as opposed to simply dealing with a particular fault that he may have in a particular area. However, there's one halacha in this perek that I would like to learn together with you, and that's smack in the middle of the perek, halacha hey. If we can read it together, kol ha-neviyim kulam tzivu al ha-teshuva ve'en Yisrael nigalim ela b'teshuva u'kfar hivticha Torah shesof Yisrael la'asot teshuva b'sof galutan u'miyad hem nigalim she'ne'emar. The Rambam now quotes the Psukim in Parashas Nitzavim, V'hayak yavo alefa kol ha-dorim ha-eila ha-bracha v'ha-kfala asher nasati lefanecha v'hashev osa elevavecha b'chol ha-goyim asher hidichach ha-shem elokecha shama v'shafta ad ha-shem elokecha v'shamata v'kolo k'chol asher anochi mitzavecha hayom ata v'necha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. Just filled in the Rehulei. ושב השם אלוקיך את שבותך וריחמך, ושב וקיבצך מכל העמים אשר הפיצך השם אלוקיך השם. On the surface, this appears to be a halacha that fits very, very nicely into the perek. In the next two halachot, halacha Vav and Zayin, we deal with the effect of tshuva on a person's relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Halacha Vav, gedola tshuva, shemekarevet et ha'adam lashkina. Halacha Zayin, kama mu'ula ma'alat ha'tshuva. Emesh haya ze muvdal mehashem elokei Yisrael. And if you'll skip down about six lines, v'hayom mudbak bashkina. So to speak about an individual who is not only becoming closer to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's not the only consequence of tshuva, but that tshuva can bring about geula, that's a very, very beautiful idea. However, when we look at the perek a little more closely, this halacha, the placement of this halacha, appears to be very problematic. The entire perek is dealing with the individual, with the yachid. Look at halacha aleph. We're dealing over there with yishtadel ha'adam. Halacha bet, la'olam yir'eh adam. We move over to halacha vav, dola tshuva shemekarevet et ha'adam lashtina. Halacha zayin, emesh haya ze muvdal mehashem, hayom hu mudbak. There seems to be, even if we were to take halacha dalet and halacha vav, there's almost a seamless continuity. Look at halacha dalet. Al yadame ba'al tshuva shehu meruchak, ela ohu v'nechmad lefnei haborei. Skip to halacha vav, gedola tshuva shemekarevet et adam lashtina, halacha zayin hayom mudbak. Namely, we have over here a halacha which deals with the community in the middle of a description of how tshuva affects an individual. It would have made much more sense, again, we'll have to see the logic of the Rambam, but it would appear that it would have made much more sense to either put it at the end of the third parak. First deal with all the halachos dealing with the individual, and then move over to the fact that tshuva also can affect a community. Or, I put it over here in parak tet. The moment the Rambam finishes parak zayin, he moves over to communal halachos. He moves over to klal hatzibur. In Perek Tet, we have a very, very beautiful poetic description of Yemot HaMashiach. Bipnei zeh hitavu kol Yisrael neviyehem v'chachmehem Yemot HaMelech HaMashiach. Next to the last in line, l'fi sheba'osan hayamin tarbeh ha'de'a ha'chachma v'ha'emet. Next to the last line of the entire paragraph, ha'malchut tachzor li'Yisrael. Over here, the Rambam could have said, you know what? This all is due to tshuva. You do tshuva, you will bring about this shangri-la. You will bring about this wonderful situation of Yemot HaMashiach. What is it doing in the middle of Perek Zayin, in the middle of a description of the consequences of tshuva for the individual? That's problem one. Secondly, if we look a little closer at this halacha, hey, we can break it down into components. The first sentence, Kol ha-nevi'im kulan, Tzivu al ha-teshuva. What is the Rambam adding over here? What's the purpose of this preface, and where do we find it? Is it really true? The Kol ha-nevi'im tzivu al ha-teshuva. What is the resource? I put in the words into the computer. It's not in the Bavli. It's not in the Yerushalmi. There is, the closest to it is a Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis. Kol ha-nevi'im kulam lo nisna'u ela li-ba'alei tshuva. Namely, the Nevi'im describe reward. They describe sachar of Yemot HaMashiach. And so the Gemara has an opinion that this reward are for the individuals who were ba'alei tshuva, who saw the light sometime during their lifetime. But those individuals who were tzadikim gemurim, their sachar is indescribable. Their sachar is beyond description. Kol ha-nevi'im kulam lo nisna'u ela li-ba'alei tshuva. That's certainly not the context of this Rambam, in which he speaks about kol ha-nevi'im tzivu ala teshuva. Secondly, even in that context of sachar, the Gemara over there brings an opposing opinion, that of Rabba Avahu, that it's not true. It's just the opposite. The sachar spoken of in the nevi'im, that's for the tzadikim. the language of the Gemara. Namely, it's just the opposite. Shalom, shalom, says Rav Avohu Kosta Pasuk, la rachok v'la karov. La rachok t'chila v'resha v'az la karov. That the Baal Tshuva trumps the tzaddik. And that's where the Rambam himself paskins in Halacha Dalet. Amru Chachamim, smack in the middle of Halacha Dalet, makom shebalei tshuva omdin bo, ein tzaddikim gemurim yicholim la'amod bo. Klomar malatan gedola mimalot elu shebol chatu. So that Gemara in Brachos is certainly not the makor for the Rambam. I photostated for you over here the Rambam of the Frankel edition. So on the side there are makorot v'tziyunim. There are sources. So Frankel, the Frankel Rambam, brings a source. And Rav Nachum Ravinovich, he should live and be well, in his Yad Pshuta on the Rambam of Hilchot Tshuva, also says there is a source for the Rambam, the same source. They bring up Sikta de Rav Kahana. That the Baal HaPsikta has a statement as follows. In the Psikta beginning, Shuva Yisrael, the Baal HaPsikta wants to write about the uniqueness of the prophecy of Hosea. And he writes, Kol HaNeviim Korim LeYisrael B'Tshuva, Avalo K'Hosea. Hosea's Nevua, his call for Tshuva, that goes beyond everything. And so that phrase, Kol HaNeviim Korim LeYisrael B'Tshuva, that's what the Rambam is paraphrasing, Kol HaNeviim Tzivu Al HaTeshuvah. It's a beautiful source. The problem is that we have an introduction to the Psikta, a long introduction, by Shlomo Buber, who was the original editor of the scientific edition of the Psikta, and he points out, he quotes all the Rishonim who quote the Psikta. Almost all of them are Chachmei Ashkenaz, Rashi, Balei HaTosfos. The Rambam never quotes the Psikta in any of his works, in any of his Igrot, etc. So the likelihood is that he never saw the Psikta. So it would be very hard to view the Psikta as a source of the Rambam. So we're back to square one. We have the Rambam giving a preface that we don't understand exactly where it's from and what it's doing here. Then the Rambam continues, Ein Yisrael Niga'alim Ela B'Tshuva. Here already we're on firmer ground. Ein Yisrael Niga'alim Ela B'Tshuva. We have not only one, but two sources. And immediately beneath the text of the Rambam, there is in the small Rashi print, the Kesef Mishnah. And so he says, the Perek Yom Kippurim, Yidola Tshuva Shemekarevet Et HaGu'ula. I printed out the Gemara. Kesef Mishnah quotes it very, very precisely on the top of the other side. Amar Rav Yonasan, Yidola Tshuva Shemekarevet Et HaGu'ula Sheneemar. Uvalatzion goel uvashavetesha v'Yaakov. Ma ta'am uvalatzion goel mishum d'shavetesha v'Yaakov. So this then is the, according to Kesef Mishnah, this is what the Rambam had in his mind when he wrote his Havach. When he wrote, Ein Yisrael Nigolem Ela B'Tshuva, he had in mind the statement of Rav Yonasan. In the side of the Frankel Rambam, he points out that there are Achronim who weren't convinced that this is the source. Because Mikarevet is a word which implies that it is a hastening agent. The Rambam appears that we have over here a condition. Ein Yisrael Nigolim Ela B'Tshuva. That we have no alternative. It's not just a question of bringing the tshuva quicker, but it's something that that creates the opportunity for tshuva. And so, on that same page, the Achronim quote a Gemara in Sanhedrin over here on Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph. Look underneath the second source, Amar Rav, Kol Kol Hakitzin. Even at the end of time, when it appears that there is no way al pi derech hateva that Mashiach is going to come, ein hadavar talui ela b'teshuvah u'ma'asim tovim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring about somehow a situation where the Jewish people will see the light. Shmuel amar dayo le'avel she'amot be'evlo. No, in other words, it could be that we're just not going to get anywhere. We're just going to sit in our evelut over Korban HaBayit HaRishon and Korban HaBayit HaSheni. And then, for lack of time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring tshuva, will bring a geula even without our tshuva. The Gemara then continues that this machlokes between Rav Eliezer and Rav Yehoshua, assuming that Rav is correct. What kind of tshuva are we speaking about? Are we speaking about a tshuva which is coming voluntarily? Or as Rav Yehoshua says, Im einos in tshuva ein nigalet, el HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'amid lehem melech shegzirotav kashot kahaman, Yisrael also tshuva u'machziran l'avotav. That will be similar to the tkufa of Mordechai and Esther, where kafaleim har kigigit, where Klal Yisrael are going to realize ein manu lismoch ela avinu shebashamayim, and their arm twisted behind the back, they're going to do tshuva. The Rambam doesn't paskin like either Rav Elazar or Rav Yehoshua. He doesn't get involved in what will be the process of tshuva. But clearly over here, he's paskining like Rav, that ein adavar talui ela the tshuva u'ma'asim tovim. That's the source of his statement, ein Yisrael nigalim ela b'tshuva. The problem is not that we don't have a source for this statement in the Rambam, but then the Rambam continues. The Gemara had the Rapsukim. The Gemara, if the Kesef Mishnah is correct, we have a pasuk uvalet Zion Goel, uleshevei pesha b'Yaakov. If the Achronim quoted by the Frankel Rambam are correct, we have Psukim over here, shuvu banim shovavim, erpav m'shuvo seichem. We have a pasuk shuvu elai, v'shuvu elechem. The Rambam ignores these Psukim totally. And he says, he continues, for hifticha ha-Torah she-sof Yisrael ha-sot shuva, the-sof galutar miyarim digalim, she-ne'emar, and he goes through the psukim in the end of as we read previously, in the end, in the beginning of Nitzavim, v'ha-shevos ha-levavecha, v'shavtar Hashem elokecha, v'shav Hashem elokecha, v'shav ikibetzcha. Why did the Rambam ignore the psukim that are brought in the Gemara? Why does he give a parshanut to an entire perek in the Torah that has other possibilities of understanding as well? One can understand it not as a premise, one can understand it as a possibility. This is one scenario, there could be other scenarios. Maybe this is referring already to a tkufa of Bayit Sheni, as some Mefarshim want to say, rather than Emir Tzashem Yemot HaMashiach. What happened to the Rambam that he felt a necessity to create a drasha from the Torah if the Gemara already has psukim? So to summarize our issues, we have over here a Rambam halacha hey with an introduction that we don't have a source for. We have a core for which we have a number of sources, but this core is given to the Rambam offers his own sources, ignores the sources of the Gemara. But most difficult is, what is it doing here as halacha hey? We could have just gone from halacha dalet to halacha vav. This could have been at the very end of the perek or in one of the later prakim that dealt with the klal. Why bring in inyanim of the tzibur when we're dealing with the entire perek? We're referring to the yachid. So what I'd like to suggest, lefi aniyut aniyut da'ati, is as following: that the key to understanding this Rambam is found in a one-line gemara, the third source on the other side of the page, the gemara in Avodah Zarah, daf hei amud aleph. Hainu, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar Rav Yonasan, the same Rav Yonasan that we had in the first source. Mai desiv, Ne'um David ben Yishai, u'ne'um hagever hukam al, Ne'um David ben Yishai, shehikim ula shel teshuva. That David HaMelech is the prime example. He is the role model. He is tshuva personified. Now, we have many Balei Tshuva in Tanakh. Only a few nights ago, or a few mornings ago, depending as to when you say Slichot, on Tzom Gedalia, the Pizmon over there deals with the history of Tshuva in Tanakh. Horesa Tshuva Lebat Ashaliva. And it lists an entire litany of Balei Tshuva. It starts with Rosh Afro Tevel, starts with Adam HaRishon, moves over to Gizo, moves over to his descendant to Kayim, continues with Mechabel Yitzuei Yoldo, with Reuven, goes on to Gur Aryeh, to Yehuda, jumps to Nach, to Ben Omri, to Achav, and then Anshei Ha'ir HaGedolah, to the people of Nineveh, to whom Yonah was sent on his mission. But the ideal Baal Tshuva, says the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that's David. What was unique about the tshuva of David as opposed to the tshuva of all of these individuals that we find in Tanakh? Mori v'Rabbi, and for many of us, Moreno v'Rabbeinu, Rav Aruchin Sin Shlita, 30 years ago, plus, in Tafshin Membez, in this setting, in this forum, gave a beautiful drasha on this topic, in which he stressed three areas in which David HaMelech stands out in terms of his tshuva. The first is that tshuva is predicated on kniya. Tshuva is predicated on the ability to be humbled, to be shamed, self-effacement. That's all built into the first parak of the Rambam, the Hakarat HaChet, to be able to own up to one's actions, vidui, to be able to state verbally that which one did out loud, the Charata, Boshti, Nechamti, the Busha, or as we say, Elokai Boshti v'Nechamti l'harim panai elecha. The Rambam in Perek Beis speaks about the fact that Galut is one of the consequences of Tshuva shehagalut mechaperet avon, mipnei shegoremet lo lehikana, v'liot anav u'shfal ruach, which is necessary for the Tshuva process to ferment within the individual. David is a king. David Hanoch. A king has a unique Yetzirah which is built into his position. It's called Gaava. Many of us have Gaava, even though we're not kings, but kings all have Gaava. The Torah specifically has to command the king of Vilti, Rum Levavo, Me Echav. Now, this is a particular handicap in the realm of Tshuva. Gaava doesn't allow for Kni'a. If you recall, in the beginning of Parashas Bo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, via Moshe and Aharon, turns to Paro and says, Ad matai me'anta le'anot mipanai. What does this verb le'anot mean? So Rashi says, Kitargumo le'itkana. Why can't you humble yourself? And then Rashi continues, V'hu migizrat ani, me'anta le'yot ani u'shfal ruach. Don't you realize that you are pulling the rug out from underneath yourself, that you are not allowing yourself to do tshuva by not allowing your ego to be lowered. The Rif in Maseches Yuma quotes Kafdala Devarim Hama'akvim et ha-tshuva, that there are 24 phenomena that make tshuva, that prevent tshuva, make tshuva very, very difficult. The Rambam in Perek Dalet, in the fourth parak of Hilchot Tshuva, quotes these 24, divides them, kishitato, into categories, and deals with each of them on its own. We have machti et harabim, such an individual who has a public persona will find it very difficult to do tshuva and admit that he's messing everyone up. Ha'omer echta v'ashuv, ha'poresh min ha'tzibur, etc. Ha'sonei tochachot, many, many examples of these 24. The Meiri has a chibur tshuva as well, and he comments why in this enumeration of 24 is gaiva missing. Why don't we find it in the Rif? Why don't we find it in the Rambam? Certainly gaava prevents tshuva. And he explains, the reason it's not brought down on the list is because it's too basic. That you can't get off the ground. It's like saying that without the da'at, you can't do tshuva. Without Bechira Chavshit, you can't do tshuva. Certainly tshuva is built on Bechira Chavshit. Certainly tshuva is built on having da'at, being able to differentiate. So certainly tshuva is built on the ability lehikana. A person who's a ba'al ga'ava is simply not in the parsha of tshuva. And here we're speaking about David Melech Yisrael. So this then is the first sense of hekim ula shel tshuva. If he was able to do tshuva with his built-in ga'ava, but it's not only the Yetzirah of ga'ava, it goes beyond that. There is even a halachic rationalization for David to say, I can't do tshuva. Maybe kings are exempt from tshuva, because after all, a king of Israel, we have a mitzvah, Som Tasim Alecha Melech. In the language of the Rambam, Kavod Godol Nohagim B'melech. Malchus is a condition that requires Eima V'yira Melech Shemachal Al Kavodo. The Rambam paskins Ein Kavodo Machul. So maybe I can't do tshuva because that would be a pegia in my kavod. Now if it's pegia in my kavod, it's a pegia in the kavod of Klal Yisrael. And if it's pegia in the kavod of Klal Yisrael, it's a pegia in the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because when we look at the predecessor of David, when Shmuel gives him Musa, when he rebukes him, when he chastises him, when he both figuratively and literally tears the melucha from him, what is Shaul's reaction? Atak habdenina neged ziknei ha'am v'neged Yisrael v'shuv imi. Allow for at least a public show of honor. I'm a king. We can't show the nation what is happening to me. What you said, you said. I'm aware that this is going to be my fate, but let's at least maintain an aura of cover. And yet, David, he is a Baal Tshuva. Hekim Ulatish Tshuva. He's the role model. Tzlach Etzel David. Gemara in Horayos and Tafyudam and Beis is Doresh and the Pasuk Asher Nasi Yechata Ashrei Hador Asher Nasi Shelo Noten Lev Lahavika Paral Shigagato Kal Vachomer Shemitcharet Al Zedonotav. This was David HaMelech, Ashrei Hador. Point number one. Point number two, if Ga'ava is public enemy number one of Tshuva, then there's also a public enemy number two. Public enemy number two of Tshuva is Yeush, is despair. A person will feel that I simply crossed too many red lines. I'm too deep in the muck. It's just not shayach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would ever overlook or forgive that which I have done. Like Acher, like Elisha ben Avuya, Shama Baskol, Shekulam Chozrim B'Tshuva, Chutz Me'Acher. That's the Shama Baskol, that was an inner voice that was speaking to him. This is how he felt. He felt that he had gone too far. Now, David, if you objectively look at what he did, when at the point where he was able to view himself from the outside, we're dealing with realms of Gili Arayot. We're dealing with realms of Shvichut Damim. How many Averos do we have that are Yeharik V'al Ya'avor? How many cardinal sins exist in Yahadut? And here we have a double header. Here we have a combination of Gili Arayot and Shvichut Damim. I'm well aware, as you are, of the Gemara, that perhaps technically there were all sorts of technical ins and outs. Kol ha'omer David chata, eino ela to'e. Maybe Batsheva wasn't an eshet ish totally. Maybe she received a get. Tonight, not all tonight. She was an anusa. She was forced by David. She was muteret leba'ala, muteret leba'ala. The whole sugi exuvus on the testament days. But bottom line, how did the nation view David's act? So we have a sugya in Gittin. And Daf Nun Tes, when the Gemara deals with Ona'at Devarim, and the Gemara wants to give a prime example of what does it mean to really shame someone to his face, that David HaMelech in his time, lo oed ela b'shah she'oskim b'negaim v'ohalot, omrim lo, he was turned to by the people of his time, David, habal eshes ish, misasa b'ma, as though they're asking him a totally theoretical question that had nothing at all to do with what they were learning. And Tosfos points out, we're not talking over here about Batlanim. We're not talking over here about Leitzanei Hador, who were sitting on the Barzalim on the corner of Rehov Yafo and King George. And when David would walk by, they'd say, hey, David, what's doing with Misas Habal Eishasish? We're talking about Talmidei Chachamim in the Beis Medrash. B'Shah Shalomdim, right? B'Shah Shaoskim B'Negoyim V'Ohalos. Who learns Negoyim V'Ohalos? In the Brisker Kola, when they were learning Negoyim V'Ohalos, they turned to David and they asked him, think of what that meant to David to be constantly reminded of the area, the realm of his Aveira. Gili Arayos, let's put aside for a minute. But Shvichas Damim, we also have a sugya. The Gemara in Kiddush on Daf Mem Gimel, Ha'omer L'Shlucho, Tsei V'Haroga Tanefesh, Murder Incorporated, they send their Baki, what they call the individual, to go murder someone. So who is going to be chayav? So Tanakama says that the Meshaleach is patur. But Shammai HaZaken says that the Meshaleach, the sender, right, Al Capone, he's going to be chayav. Why is he chayav? Because we have a pasuk. The pasuk tells us, et oto harakta b'cherev b'nei Amon, that David sent Uriah to his death, and this is his responsibility. Ataharakta b'cherev b'nei Amon. And the Gemara says over there, Tanakama doesn't disagree. Tanakama simply says that he's potter b'dinei adam b'mishtareach, but he's chayev b'dinei shamayim. So what's the difference then between shamayim and tanakama? Dina rabba b'dina zuta ika deinayim. How much you burn? How, to what degree the din is going to be b'shamayim? This is what we're dealing with David HaMelech. This is a combination of a form of Gilui Arayos and a form of Shtiflus Damin. We're dealing with frightening realms of Avera, and yet David was not mityayish. Chaste Hashem ki lo samnu ki lo chalu rachamav. He believes that Kadosh Baruch Hu could pull us out of the deepest bira amikta. David hikim ula shel ula shel tshuva. If David HaMelech could do tshuva, then ha'ikar lo lehityayish, everyone can do tshuva. Thirdly, the third area of uniqueness of David HaMelech, not only the fact that David was chozer b'tshuva, that he wasn't overwhelmed with his ga'ava, or he wasn't overwhelmed with his yayush, but how he did tshuva. His response to Nosan's ato ha'ish was silence, and then chatati l'ashem. No ki, no aval. Again, in contrast to his predecessor, that when Shmuel turned to Shaul at before the war against the Plishtim, it says, Ma'asita, how did you bring the korban before I came? Ki ra'isi, ki nafatsa'am, v'chule, or more striking, when Shmuel comes to him after the war with Amalek, Lama lo shamata b'kol Hashem? And Shaul answers, Shamati b'kol Hashem. But vayikach ha'am lehashara, ki areti et ha'am. In contrast to that, David HaMelech's emes la'amita, chatati l'ashem, pure honesty, total fessing up to where he is holding. If we were to go through Perek Lamed Beis in Tehillim, if we go through Perek Nun Aleph in Tehillim, to see how David lives his chet, lives his tshuva, but lives it constantly, that it constantly is, he has to re-establish his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, re-establish the Slicha and Mechila constantly on his mind in terms of his maintaining the status of a Baal Tshuva Chatati, Odiyacha, Avoni, Lo Kisiti, Yomam V'Layla Tifbaralai Yadecha, Leif Tahor, Brali Elokim. It would be much easier, Kadosh Baruch Hu, if he just recreated me. Zivche Elokim, Ruach Nishbara, Leiv Nishbar V'Nitke Elokim Lo Tivzeh. To maintain his status all the years as a Baal Tshuva, all of this is included in the concept of David Hekim Ula Shel Tshuva, that David is the Roma. Ad Kan Divrei Harav. This is a very, very brief summary. Those who remember Buchenstein's Drashot, this is a very, very brief summary of that which he spoke about over 30 years ago. But, and of course, all of this is found in the Rambam itself, in this parak. In Halacha Ches, Balei Tshuva, Darkan Liyot, Shfalim, Anavim Liyoter, we have to override our Ga'ava. Halacha Dalet, Al Yedame Baal Tshuva, Shu Meruchak Mimalat HaTzadikim, Inni Ha'avonot V'Chatot, Sha'asa, Ein Hadavar Kein, not to be mityayesh, he can become an ahuv, he can become a nechmad, and of course, in terms of the chatati l'ashem, being able to clear the table, the first halacha, yishtadel adam la'asot tshuva v'lin'or kapav mechata'av. Lin'or kapav mechata'av. Just to be able to come totally, totally clean. But we want to understand halacha hev. And for that, we'll need one more aspect of David Hekim Ula Shel Tshuva. And this is provided to us by Rav Yitzchak Huttner in his Pachad Yitzchak on Yom Kippur, it's Ma'amar Yud Aleph, who quotes a Gra, but doesn't say where he quotes the Gra from. So I am relying on Rav Yitzchak Huttner that somewhere the Gra says the following, that this statement, David Hekim Ula Shel Tshuva, is relating to Ula from Lashon Aliyah. It's not relating to the process of tshuva, but to the consequences of tshuva. That we're dealing over here with the heights to which tshuva can raise an individual. the power of tshuva. As we pointed out, there were many Baalei Tshuva who preceded David HaMelech. We have Adam HaRishon, who went through 130 years of fasting, of self-flagellation. His tshuva was accepted. Yatza B'dimus, Slicha U'machila. But he never returned to Gan Eden. We have that pre-Chet, David HaMelech, was Misofa Olam Ad Sofo, in terms of its height, in terms of his vision. After he sinned, Hiniach Alav Kapav U'miyato, he was compressed. He never returned to that original stature. Kayin, he was Kozer B'tshuva. He received Slicha U'machila. He received many years of life. Kishivatayim, you come Kayin. But he always remained a na v'nab. Reuven was chozer b'tshuva, yashav v'sako v'ta'anito. But bottom line, he lost the b'chorah. Shaul was also chozer b'tshuva, and his tshuva was accepted. Machar ata ubanecha imi, imi b'machitzati. But he lost the malchut. David, hikim ula shel tshuva. After David was chozer b'tshuva, he returned to be Melech. The Malchus returned to him as it was before the Chet. The power of tshuva to return an individual to his place, to return him to his stature, to return him to his status, to return him to his relationship, his prior relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that, according to the Gra, that's Ula Shel Tshuva. That's the uniqueness of David HaMelech. This was the tefillah of David, and it was accepted. If you look, I focused at it for you, a section from the Shaarei Tshuva. Underneath the Gemaras, the Shaarei Tshuva of Rabbeinu Yonah in Shaar Aleph deals with his 20 Ikarim of Tshuva. So in Ikar, I think it's 17 or 18, is the Ikar of tefillah. That davening is a part of Tshuva. And what should one daven for? So he points out in Sif Mem Beis, Od Yitpalel Baal Tshuva El Hashem, Limchot Ka'av Pisha'av U'Ka'anan Chatotav, V'Shiyachpotz Bo, that Kodesh Baruch Hu should return to want him, V'Yiratzehu, O V'Yirtzehu, V'Ye'oser Lo Ka'asher Im Lo Chata, K'inyan Shekatu B'Divrei Elihu, Al Baal Tshuva Acharei HaYisurim, Ye'etar El Eloka V'Yirtzehu, We could have slicha u'machila. The person can be exempt from punishment. Moving over to the perek of tshuva in Tehillim, perek nun aleph, herev kafseini me'avoni mechatasi tahareini. He wanted tahara. Not just slicha u'mechila, he t'palel od al haratzon liot ritzon Hashem yitbarach bo kekodem achet. Va'amar al tashlcheni milofanecha, ruach kodshecha al tikach mimeni. Va'acharchach yitpalel, hashiva li sason yish'echa. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should treat him the same way he treated him earlier. Shiyunisei Hashem v'yisho mitzuyim etzom, titzlach lav ruach elokim kasher v'tchila. And David was answered positively. David hikim ula shel tefila. As a parenthetical comment, I was thinking last night when I was saying slichot, that when we read the Yigamul Machar, Midot HaRachamim, and we say Hashem, Hashem, and Chazal interpret the first Hashem is Kodem HaChet, and the second Hashem is La'achar HaChet V'Hatshuva, La'achar Shechata V'Shav, it's the same Hashem, namely we daven that we should return to the same place that we were, Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as before the Chet. This is the psak of the Rambam in Halacha Dalet. If you look in Halacha Dalet, the Rambam points out, Al yedame ba'al tshuva, shehu meruchak mima'alat ha-tzadikim, mipnei ha'anava, mipnei ha'avonot, I'm sorry, v'chata'ot she'asa, ein ha'davar kein, elahuv v'nechmadu lefnei ha'borei, and then four more words, u'ki'ilu lo chata me'olam. Ki'ilu lo chata May Olam. But what's the Rambam's proof? How did the Rambam know that someone could get back to this place? To the best of my knowledge, the Rambam did not, we don't have any source that he learned the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, David Hikim Ula Shal Tshuva, like the Gra. He doesn't mention David HaMelech anywhere in this perek directly in terms of Tshuva. How did the Rambam find this principle? Ki'ilu lochata me'ola, that's halacha he. That's halacha he. That's what the Rambam brings in, halacha he. The Rambam found this source. An even broader example, the tshuva of Geula, the tshuva that brings about Yemot HaMashiach. What is Yemot HaMashiach? We have over here, look on the page that I thought I started for you, the Rambam in Hilchot Malachim, where the Rambam describes Yemot HaMashiach, Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchot Malachim. HaMelech HaMashiach Atid La'amod U'Lahachzir Malchut Beit David L'Yoshna. What does that phrase mean, L'Hachzir L'Yoshna? The Gemara in Yuma says that why were Anshe Knesset HaGedola called Anshe Knesset HaGedola? Because Hachziru Atara L'Yoshna. That before HaKadosh Baruch Hu was called HaKel, HaGodol, HaGibor, VaHanora, and then in our eyes we lost that connection with him, and Anshe Knesset HaGedola restated HaKel, HaGodol, HaGibor, VaHanora. L'Hachzir L'Yoshna means to restore the relationship to what it had been. This is the kiyum of Malachi. Va'arva l'ashem minchat Yehuda v'Yerushalayim kimei olam ukshanim katmoniel. We daven for Yemot HaMashiach, where Hashem will relate to us as He did kimei olam in the time of David, ukshanim katmoniot in the time of Shlomo. The kiyum of the nevuah of Yechezkel, u'melech echad yihyeh le'kulam. Not no longer Yehuda v'Yisrael, but just like under David. Similarly, next two words, HaMemshala HaRishona. Where did I find that phrase, HaMemshala HaRishona? It's also a nevuah. We have over here a nevuah of Malachi, we have a nevuah of Yechezkel, this is a nevuah of Micha. Uba HaMemshala HaRishona Mamlechet Levat Yerushalayim. Rashi over there in Sefer Micha, Tavo HaMemshala Shleima Kula El Beit David Yerushalayim Kasher Hayeta B'Tchila Ad Shelo Nech Leka. How is the Rambam certain that this is the description of Yemot HaMashiach? So he continues, and he points out, "V'chol." In other words, "Bona Mikdash Mekabitz Etchei Yisrael Chozer Na Hamishpatim BeYamav Kshayu Mikodem Makrivim Korbanot Etc." V'kol Mi She'Eino Ma'amin Bo O Eino Machakel LeBiato Lo Bishar HaNevim Bilvad Hu Kofer. Hey, we have the Nevi'im that we spoke of a minute ago. Ela B'Torah. Uvemoshe Rabbeinu Sharei Torah Heida Alav Sheneemar V'Shav Hashem Elokecha Et Shlutcha V'Richanecha V'Shav V'Kibetzcha Mikol Ha'amim Im Yenidachacha B'Ktzei Ha'aretz Misham Yikabetzcha Hashem Elokecha U'Misham Yikachecha V'Havi'acha Et Hashem Elokecha. This should be familiar to you. This is the Rambam in Halacha Hei in Hilchot Tshuva and Perek Zayin. This is the source text that he brings. This is the text that relates to Tshuvat ha-gu'ula, that this is the process of v'shav, that which we saw from the perspective of David hikim aliyata shel tshuva, ola shel tshuva, this is from the perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'shav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return us to where we had been previously. Eilu hadvarim mefurashim b'Torah, hem kolim kol hadvarim she'ne'emru ayadei kol ha'neviyim. Now we understand the bookends of Halacha Hei. Kol ha-neviyim, tzivu al ha-tshuvah, v'shav Hashem Elokecha, v'shav. The Rambam didn't choose the psukim from the Neviyim quoted in Gemara Yuma, Gemara Sanhedrin, because it's kol ha-neviyim. It's not only those psukim. All the Neviyim speak about this process of tshuva shel gu'ula, ki'ilu lochata me'ola. So the Rambam brings the source. The source is the v'shav and v'shav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah already tells us that this is what is going to be. Kafisha Nemru Ayyadei Kol HaNeviyim. Similarly, at the end of Halacha Beis, En Adavar Tzorach Raya Shekol HaSfarim Leim Midavar Zeh. That there's no need to bring from this Navi or that Navi, because this is Kol HaNeviyim. That we have over here a principle brought in the Rambam in Halacha Dalet, that the Chote can reach a point, Ki'ilu Lo Chote Me'olam, and in Halacha Hei, the Rambam says, and how do I know this? I know this from Yemot HaMashiach. That we'll see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return the Malchut Kemoshe Haya Me'olam. Not from the persona of David HaMelech, but from the concept of Malchut Beit David. And so Halacha Hei then is this process of this result of tshuva, which is a found the makar is in Chai Yisrael, but certainly, and that's why the Rebbe brought it over here. In my humble opinion, it can apply to a yachid as well. Machis ichaav kishaecha, says Yeshayahu, uchaanan chatosecha, shuva elai ki gaalticha. We can have a geula on a communal plane. We can have a geula on a personal plane. What does it mean to have a tshuva of geula? Ki'ilu lo chata me'ola. To return to our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is a reality. David HaMelech personifies it. Melech HaMashiach will personify it. And the Rambam views this as part of the world of the Baal Tshuva. If you look for a minute, this, the final source on the page, on the website of the page, there's a Maharal. The Maharal begins his Keta over here in the Tivot Olam, Gedola Tshuva Shemivi'a Gugula. Gedola Tshuva Shemekarevet Gugula. And then, if you look down five lines from the bottom, Kfar Biarnu Bita'am Zeh Shehayovel Shehu Gugula La'avadim Haya B'yom HaKippurim. What's the connection between the slaves going free during the year, Yovel year, and Yom Kippur? So the Maharal explains, Ki Yom Kippurim hu gu'ula l'nefesh ha'adam, shiyotzei l'cherut min ha'yetzahara, v'lachin shneihem b'biyachad gu'ulat ha'guf u gu'ulat ha'nefesh. V'kach amar ki ha'tshuva mekarevet et ha'gu'ula. That we're dealing over here with the process of tshuva, with the process of gu'ula, which is v'shavu ish el achuzato, v'ish al mishpachto tashuv. It's returning home. It's coming back to one source. It's bringing everything to its proper place, to its proper status. That's the concept that we have over here of gu'ula. That's the gu'ula which is involved in the tshuva of the yachid. That's the gu'ula which is inherent in the freeing of the slaves during Yovel. But the phrase which is used is the fact that this is the tshuva of gu'ula. I didn't notice that because it didn't fit on the page, but there's a very, very beautiful Sfat Emet, if you'd like to look at it, in Sefer Devarim, in his section on Shabbat Shuva, the year is Tav Resh Nun Gimel, where he describes this type of tshuva, but gives it a different name. He says we have the tshuva of Avraham, we have the tshuva of Yitzchak, and we have the tshuva of Yaakov. The tshuva of Avraham stems from Ahava. The tshuva of Yitzchak, as you realize, would stem from Yirah. Yaakov, Ish Emet, he has a tshuva, which is this tshuva of Gula. The phrase that the Sfas Emes uses is the tshuva of Veshavti B'Shalom O Beit Avi. To be able to return home, to be able to return to the proper place, that everything should be in its where its status should be. Everyone is aware of the fact that Kol Omer Davar B'Shem Omro Mevi Gula La'olam, even attributing something to where it should be attributed is a form of Gula. I'd like to conclude with one more aspect of Hekim Gula Shal Tshuva, one final aspect, and again to return to Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah, I mentioned, has 20 Ikarim. The last Ikar, which you have over here on the page, right before the section of the Maharal, the last Ikar of Tshuva is Lahashiv Rabin Me'avon Ka'asher Tasig Yodo. To feel a sense of responsibility for Klal Yisrael. To realize that we're all in this together. That we have to connect to Klal Yisrael positively with love and with caring. The proof text that Rabbeinu Yonah brings is from Tehillim. David Olav HaShalom, third line, Amar Mizmor HaTshuva, Alamda Poshim Darkecha, V'chataim Elecha Yashuv. To the best of my knowledge, David was not a teacher in terms of Alamda. Not a teacher in a classroom, but he taught by example. He taught by personal example. That was his persona. The famous Rambam Hilchot Malachim, where he describes the heart of the king, Libo hu leif kol kahal Yisrael. David, the Rambam was describing David HaMelech. This is also l'hakim ula shal tshuva. Unfortunately, this is an area in which, personally speaking, I feel that we're all we are all failing in terribly. That even if we are able to succeed in overriding our gava, which is a challenge, and even if we can override our yeush, which I think in our generation can even be a greater challenge, and even if we can be honest in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the process of the individual. We can reach perhaps a very high level of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we're not going to get to Avinu Malkeinu Kosveinu the Sefer Geula the Yeshua. Geula has to be with a sense of Kal Yisrael. In the language of the Rambam, Kol Kahal Yisrael. Not this sector or that sector, but rather to emulate David in all the aspects of Hekim Ol Hatshuva, both in the process and in the desire Le Hashiv Rabim Me'avon, to serve as that role model via behavior, and to bring about the tshuva of Gugula, to bring about the tshuva of Ki'ilu Lo Chata Me'olam, to bring about the tshuva that is the tshuva of Yemot HaMashiach, or Vav Hashem Minchat Yudav Yerushalayim Ki Me'olam Uchshanim Kadmoniyot Gedola Tshuva Shemekarevet Et Agul.
Да, 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 да